will go ahead and call to order, and I will sit in for Weston momentarily. So the meeting is called to order officially at 11:35. And roll call. Sarah.
Yes.
Present.
Dawn.
Dawn. And Catherine.
Mitch.
Present. And we'll note Mr. Price is absent.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So, did you?
Yeah, I wanted to introduce myself, hand out my card for those of you that haven't met me or met with me. My name is Lindsay Samuel. I am the director of the Planning and Community Development Department. Anne Marie is our senior planner and will be the staff liaison for the Sustainability Committee, which is great because she is also the staff liaison for the Planning Commission, which is one of those bodies that your recommendations can be forwarded to. So I wanted to give you guys all a card if you ever want questions, see some great articles, or something that you think that the department should consider. Feel free to reach out. Unfortunately, due to workload, I do need to get back to my office, though, so I will let you guys go forward and pick your leaders and learn about what the city has adopted for the Sustainability Committee, and I look forward to seeing you guys at your next meeting.
Okay, thank you. Good to see you.
Nice to see you. Thank you very much.
Nice to meet you.
Momentarily pausing here for the purposes of the recording to get the laptop thingy booted up. And Weston, I went ahead and called the meeting to order. I did the roll call. I took notes on that. And you are.
My name is Weston. I'm an assistant planner. I'm going to be the clerk, so I'm just going to take the minutes. And
okay. Thank you. And there's a link.
Saute things.
Yes. So, moving on down the agenda, I know that the business action items for the election of the chair and vice chair are under item E, which is after presentation, which would be my presentation. But I think that I would rather reverse that and elect the chair and vice chair, and then that individual who's ever chair can then lead into the next item, which would be the presentation of the individual roles and responsibilities.
It's not really on the agenda, but can we introduce ourselves to each other and tell each other who we are and what we do?
That's very good. I like that thought. Yes.
I mean, some of us know each other well, and others of us don't know the others at all.
That's a very good thought. So, Lindsay introduced me, but I'll say just a little bit more, and then I'll let you folks talk. As you know, my name is Anne-Marie Skinner. I'm senior planner. I started here April 1st. I have been in planning for 22 years, and I have about half my experience is in the private sector and half is in the public sector. I've worked for Washington County, Oregon as a planner, and Caldwell, Idaho as a planner. So lots of planning experience working with different committees. Idaho did not have such a thing as sustainability. So I'm very excited about this and being a part of that. And I will now be quiet and let you.
My name is Sarah Hill, and moved here almost exactly 3 years ago from Beaverton, Southwest Portland area, Washington County. And my husband and I opened up Blacksmith Beer House about 6 months after we, or I guess it was probably about 8 months after we moved here. So that's what we do now. So I'm really passionate about this topic, and so that's why Dawn let me know that it was available.
My name's Dawn Villascusa, and we've lived here 10 years in April. We bought our house 10 years ago. Moved here from Salem. I'm married. My husband works in Salem still. He hasn't retired yet. I retired about 6 years ago. And I worked for the state as a business analyst for almost 30 years. So, different agencies. But, and currently, I volunteer as I'm the president of the local Lincoln City Audubon Society and I'm membership coordinator for the Oregon Learning Association. So those are my two primary volunteer, up till now, primary volunteer functions. And mainly through Audubon we have gotten, especially over the last year, have gotten really serious about conservation issues and sustainability issues and that kind of thing. So, is that right?
So I'm Catherine Chantieriel. I've lived in Lincoln City for a little over 3 years, having moved up here from Mount Shasta in Northern California, where I lived for 15 years. Lots of open space, lots of conversation going on about what to do with all the open space down there. I have a degree in computer science and in outdoor education. My volunteer background includes work running the Sierra Club office in San Diego years ago and working for Project Wildlife, which was a wildlife rehab center. I now have an Oregon State nonprofit called Earthwise Institute that's in its infancy. And I volunteer for the Lincoln City Cultural Center. And I am very passionate about the sustainability issues of removing plastic, upping the diversity of plant life, getting roofs over everybody's heads, because I have been homeless, and just, you know, getting everybody the harmony thing going a little bit better. So, yeah. And knows this because we talked about it.
Well, I must say I'm feeling a little bit intimidated by all this experience here, but I'll just try to chip in. So my name is Mitch Gould. I've been here a little bit over a year now. I live overlooking Devil's Lake. And I guess I should say the reason I came here, I don't really have any aesthetic interest in the ocean. It bores me, but I left my beloved home in Portland because I wanted to be near the ocean because the ocean is going to help keep me more comfortable in the changes that we're going to have ahead. That's why I'm here. I may not have as much activist experience as the rest of you, but I was a supporter of Neighbors for Clean Air in North Portland, and I witnessed the power of one citizen to stand forward and really make a change, and that was Mary Pivato, who founded Neighbors for Clean Air. She's kind of a hero of mine. She has been able to get some traction on this very difficult issue of air toxics. After this year, I joined two organizations that operate out of Newport. One is the Oregon Central Coast chapter of 350.org, and the other one is the Citizens Climate Lobby. There's quite an overlap in the small group of activists who are really involved in both groups, and it's good people. I've gotten where I helped Cindy Karp run the 350.org blog for us, and I've been to Salem to lobby on House Bill 2020, along with Renew Energy, Renew Oregon. So that's me.
Okay. All right. It should be really a team. Yeah. With that, these two folks have to think about someone making a nomination for chair. So I felt tough without Dave here. So I would nominate Dave.
Yeah.
But I don't think I can do that one. So I don't know Dave.
I don't know Dave.
So. You can. Can I?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know this because Ed Dreistock was nominated and voted in as president of Kiwanis.
And he hasn't.
He's not
president of Rotary. Dave Price, he works at the director at the Oregon Coast Community College, mm-hmm. the Lincoln City branch. He is president, I believe, currently of the Rotary Club. And has really focused a lot of their energy toward sustainability and environmental issues recently. And I think that's about all I know about Dave, except he's also a very nice guy and a good friend.
So do we have a nomination?
No, it's hard for me to vote for somebody I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah.
I'm not 100% comfortable with that. But
well, I'd be glad to nominate Dawn. I mean, because of her experience, I think she'd be well suited if she had any interest. Of course, I would also be very happy with Dave too. But I'd be glad to nominate Dawn.
Yeah. Well, I think Dave would be great, and you could always be one to be vice. The chair.
I don't, my biggest concern or that my biggest hesitation is because I've only been president of the Lincoln City Audubon for a year and I'm kind of just really getting along and stuff, and so it feels like it's a 24-hour job right now. I feel stretched.
Well, let's do Dave. I'd be happy to volunteer for the vice position, but that's up to you guys, since nobody else seems to feel like they want to do it. But that's up to you as a team. I don't know what that exists up here.
Yeah. So that's a good question. So being chair or and vice chair, what additional responsibilities are there?
Not really that many. Just kind of essentially, it's running the meeting and coordinating meetings with staff. But there's really not any outside responsibility, unless.
Are they normally the ones who present to the? Well, we don't necessarily make presentations to city council. Just depends on if there's.
Can I add something?
Yes, Mr.
I would say someone who's going to make it to all the meetings. You know, someone who's got a schedule that can consistently make it to the meetings would also be something. You all want the chair there more often.
Actually, that's a good point, too. In setting the dates and times for all future meetings, I kind of put out there that Mondays or Tuesdays would work, right? I guess Tuesdays are probably better here. Only because those are the days that my business is closed, so I would be more able to make it to all of them then. So I don't know if that's what you're talking about.
I swear to put us back with
chair.
Yeah. Well, and would Dave, can we say we'd love to have him if he, number one, feels that he can make the meetings and even wants to take on the extra workload? It sounds a little busy to me, like you do.
Mitch, would you have any interest in this position?
I could if that's what people wanted. I don't necessarily have a need to fill that role, but I would definitely serve if people needed me to.
Yeah, I'm kind of like that. I'm kind of like, I'd love to do it. I'd love to have the experience of doing it because it's been a long time when I did the Sierra Club office. And I'm like, I was on a sustainability committee in Shasta, but I haven't done this kind of thing where I'm in a committee doing this, so I'm interested in serving that way so that I can get a little wind under my sails again. So that was part of my motive.
That's good to me. Yeah, I haven't been on a sustainability committee at all, so
the chair mainly just runs the meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Goes
yeah.
through the agenda items.
You can do that.
Keeps it on track. Also asks for the motions.
I can do that.
Well, and Dave could do that too, and I can do it when he's not here. If he's not here. So since you all know Dave, we could say Dave could be the go-to guy, and I could be the back. And that way I could get a little practice.
That sounds good.
So we need a motion.
Is that all right?
So one for chair, a motion and a second, and a vote.
Yeah, I nominate Dave Price for chair.
Is he related to Nikki?
Yes.
I was going to say yes. Boy, I was going to say there are not that many Prices in here.
Yes. Who seconded that?
I did.
And all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I guess I need to say aye, not raise our hand.
Yeah.
Oh, aye.
Unanimous aye. And then we need a motion for vice chair.
Catherine.
It's Catherine. That's, I nominate Catherine.
Okay, I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Sorry, who made the motion?
Mitch.
Mitch. Okay. Yeah.
So nominate who?
Catherine.
Who is stepping in because she wants the experience.
Okay. So, that then, we've taken care of that item of business. The rest of the meeting, I just wanted to review the roles and responsibilities,
mm-hmm.
And that's straight out of Title II of the city code. So, and that is in your packet. So, like I said, before the meeting, it's just going to be kind of boring. So we'll go through the most boring part first, and then we'll get to the powers and duties because that's a little more exciting.
And before you start, is this all on the website?
And there's, I don't know if everybody knows that all of us are out there on the website as committee members too.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do that. Then I have a question at the end about protocol, which you may answer as you
okay.
know. So, thank you.
So, just starting at the beginning, this is in Title II. It's in Chapter 2.06, and there's a lot in there that I'm not going to go over because we don't need to. But just for purposes of this meeting, the first subsection of that chapter is purpose and applicability.
Okay.
And yes, you are right there. So appointed bodies, which is what you are, you're an appointed body, require uniform rules, policies, and operating procedures. Generally, for purposes of this chapter, appointed body means any board, commission, committee. So you're the Community Sustainability Committee. And nothing herein removes the requirement for compliance with more specific regulations and guidelines set forth by state statute, administrative rule, ordinance, or resolution specific to the appointed body. That's just kind of some legalese saying if there's state statute that comes about that trumps whatever we have here, that's what we have to follow that. Then it talks about being created or established, the recruitment and appointment process. I'm not going to go through all of that because it's already been created mm-hmm. and established, and you all have already been recruited and appointed.
Right.
So that takes us over to packet page 8, and then we go to 2.06.025. Okay, and that talks about quorum.
Oh, what you said. Oh, there it is. There's
a packet page 8.
I was looking up there. Oh,
yes, it can be confusing. It took me a
team.
Oh, that's close.
Yes. A quorum will consist, and we have to have a quorum to have a meeting. The quorum consists of the, as it says, the first whole number of numbers more than one half of the total number. So we have five. One half of that is two and a half. So our quorum is three. So today, Dave isn't present, but we have four people, so we're okay. As long as we've got three, we have a meeting, we have a quorum, and we're good. And the members need not be physically present at a meeting if there is another means of attendance. So if you're able to listen in into the internet through phone or something,
Zoom at all. Zoom is one of the video platforms that
we could, if it came about that we needed to do that, I could certainly investigate with IT.
Yeah,
it's probably and you could assume that, or assume. You could attend that way. So I thought that was an important feature to point out from the right. If there is no quorum, no official business shall be conducted, and all matters advertised shall automatically be continued to the next regularly scheduled meeting.
Okay.
So that would be, for instance, if we think there's a quorum, but at the last minute someone has an emergency, so there's three of you sitting here, we would simply say it's all been continued to the next regularly scheduled meeting and excuse ourselves. This is another item. If an appointed body acting in an advisory capacity, which you do, fails to make a recommendation to the City Council within 60 days of referral, the matter shall be forwarded to the Council without a recommendation. So if you're asked, and what that means is if you're asked to make a recommendation on something specifically by City Council, and within 60 days of that request, you don't make the recommendation,
okay,
City Council will proceed on that item without your recommendation. Regarding meetings and attendance, unless otherwise provided by law, the number of meetings related to business needs of the appointed body may be set by the body. All members are expected to attend the regularly scheduled meetings, study sessions, and special meetings when applicable. If a member will be absent, the member must notify the chair or the staff liaison at least 2 hours prior to the meeting. Unexcused absences can lead to the declaration of a vacancy. Attendance shall be reviewed by the appointed body annually, with a report sent to the city recorder advising of the need for appointment or reappointment if necessary, based on attendance.
So, may I ask a question? There, you said study groups?
Study sessions.
Study sessions. So, are those things that we will come together and do without public attendance or with public attendance? Is that part of what we're working on, a project or something that we're going to suggest to council?
Good question. Good question.
A study session would be likened to a work session that Planning Commission or a City Council has, and they will have work sessions outside of the regularly scheduled meeting. It does have to be scheduled, it has to be published. We've got to put it on the
so people
the
can
web
attend
page.
It and stuff. Mm-hmm. Interesting, but this does allow us to actually to work on some of whatever we're working on outside of the meetings.
Only if we specifically schedule it as a study session.
Right.
Yeah,
no, I understand
sure.
that. But I was, my question was this, how in the world are we going to get everything done with these meetings like this? So I'm happy to hear that you can also schedule study sessions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that was, I was like, how are we going to do that? So thank you. That just answered that question.
But not closed sessions.
No.
Open sessions.
Right. Which is completely fine.
Oh, yeah.
It's just more about, is that how we're going to do that?
Okay. Then I'll flip over to page 10, where it talks about public meetings and public records laws. All meetings of appointed bodies are subject to strict compliance with public meeting laws of the state of Oregon. Notice of meeting shall be sent to the media group including the newspaper with general local circulation. Public notice may also be posted on the city's website, which we do. And in the case of emergency or when a state of emergency has been declared, notice appropriate to the circumstances shall be provided, and reasons justifying the lack of 36-hour notice shall be included in the minutes of such meeting. And then the last sentence is just that the city has to retain the agenda packets and the materials and the minutes in accordance with the state law for retention schedule.
Okay.
And then that goes back to the study session, which it is considered a public meeting for your employee body. So again, the whole, everything has to be published, everything has to be noticed,
right.
Transparent.
And that, and on that transparency thing, then, when the meetings are on the website, is it appropriate for us to then share it on things like, there's a Facebook group called Beautiful Lincoln City, and people post things that are going on. Is that appropriate for us to be sharing the announcement of
just
meetings?
Just the announcement of the meeting.
Yeah, just the announcement
sure.
of the meeting.
Yeah,
you
can certainly say the meeting is on such and such. And
mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
Absolutely, because the notice is given to the newspaper.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So. Mm-hmm. We don't need to worry about hearings officer, election of officers, which at the first meeting of the year, the appointed body shall elect officers, including a chair and a vice chair, who shall hold office at the pleasure of the body. we did that, so role and time commitment of staff, at least one staff person shall be assigned to work with the body. And the city manager appoints the department head and as staff liaison, and the department head may delegate, which in this case, Lindsay's the department head, and mm-hmm. she's delegated
yeah.
to me. And we have Weston as our additional staff member to help us all with agenda and minutes and
all the fun stuff.
And we are very grateful.
Yeah,
yes.
That takes the burden off of us.
Thank you, thank you. And then flipping over to packet page 11 on
yes. terms of office are 2 consecutive years. So is it our annual? We do the vote annually, but you can't do more than.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's an annual term, but it's yeah. okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Exactly. You got it. The staff liaison will be responsible for the agenda of all the meetings and also taking minutes, as we just said. Again, and this is stressed a number of times. All meetings shall be noticed in accordance with the Oregon Public Meetings Law. Agendas, minutes, and supporting packets will be posted on the city's website when possible, and staff will email or mail documents to members upon request. The public review copies are available at the appropriate city department, which in this case is the planning department. So if you have friends or individuals who want copies or want to review or have questions, feel free to direct them to me or Weston, and we can get them taken care of.
Okay.
Then it gives a general order of agenda. So the items on the agenda and the order is pretty much already set out for us, as you can see here with the roll call. We won't worry about a Pledge of Allegiance. Normally we meet in the Northwest Conference Room. There isn't even a flag in there.
Mm.
A consent agenda. This body usually won't have
okay.
a public hearing. We won't be holding any public hearings, so those likely won't be on there on the agenda. And I modified the agenda slightly. So essentially, we'll have roll call, we'll have presentations, and then we'll have special order of visits action items, which is where most of our discussion will take place, is under the special order. Reports from city staff, if there are any other city staff members that attend with or city councilors that would want to provide or present a report. And I know the city manager, Ron Chandler, had indicated to me a week or so ago, he must not have been able to make it, but he indicated that he wanted to meet with the Sustainability Committee at some point to discuss zero waste and what the committee's role would be in that. That is an initiative that City Council feels very strongly about and has directed the city manager and other city staff to investigate. So it's likely that that will be one of the very first tasks.
Okay. That's great.
Well, we're all for that. And what is his position?
He's the city manager.
City manager.
Mm-hmm. Well, go wrong.
And then the last item is if there are comments by you all. So if there are comments or special reports or anything that aren't included in any agenda item, then there's a slot at the end of the meeting for you to be able to throw out. If you're aware of a volunteer opportunity or a special meeting, then that would be that would be the place for that. The powers and duties are set out in chapters 2.08 through 2.7, and that is where we will now move to. Yes, 2.66 is the Community Sustainability Committee, and that is package page 15.
I don't have that page.
Not print.
Sorry.
Oh dear, I'm so low.
We can all share my page. You can share with Sarah. Okay.
Okay.
We'll just have to get
there. Get cozier. Here. Have to get cozier.
And it's not very long, so I'm just going to read it.
And the charter.
It's the. So, now this is a lot more fun than the part that we just went over. The Community Sustainability Committee is established and shall consist of 5 voting members, including no less than 3 members who are current residents of the city and up to 2 members who live outside the city but within the city urban growth boundary. I believe that everyone lives
probably
in city limits.
Yes. I am, but I'm looking at houses in the Yazoo, so that was on my question list. If I buy a house out here, am I going to have to drop out? So since everybody else in the city grows.
Yazoo's part of the...
Yeah,
I was wondering
you'd want to make
map.
Sure that you understand the city urban growth boundary. And so I would...
Yazoo's in it.
Is the Yazoo in the urban
growth
boundary?
Yeah, I think the whole east side of the lake is.
I think so too.
Like wrapped around. Yeah.
That's all.
That's the point. We have the large zoning map.
I can find it.
The zoning map is online, but it's hard to read. You really have to blow it up. Okay. It's easier just to walk to our office, and we have big one hanging right on the side of the wall.
I should look at that on the way because I'm looking at houses this evening and I'm like, okay, I need to know this.
The committee shall also consist of 3 non-voting ex officio members, the Planning and Community Development Department Director or designee, serving as the primary staff liaison, and the secretary of the commission, Mr. Wilson. Powers and duties. The Community Sustainability Committee shall be advisory only and shall be empowered to study and recommend to the Council on the subject of education and promotion of wise and efficient use and conservation of energy and natural resources by the City and all its citizens and visitors. In doing so, the Committee shall recommend to the City Council the adoption of ordinances, rules, regulations, policies, implementation strategies, and funding is important, related to the community portion of the 2007 Lincoln City Sustainability Plan, adopted by Resolution 2007-29, and supported in resolutions 2007-30 and 2007-31.
Okay, I have a question.
Yes.
Are those available to us?
They are.
I thought I had included them
in the packet, but I see that I did not. Mm-hmm. So that is an oversight on my part, for which I apologize. I will email those to you. I have them. So I will email that. I will email all of those to you.
The resolution and then the supported by.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. And I have all of them. They're PDF. So I will email them as soon as the meeting is over. And they will be key because they do. And I have read through them and they have goals. So I would suspect that this committee will probably want to reprioritize some of those goals.
Okay, yeah.
And so that could certainly
be. Because 2007 was a long time ago.
Right. Such implementation includes, but is not limited to, promotion of environmentally, socially, and economically improved alternatives for development, operations, and maintenance in the Lincoln City community at large, education and awareness of energy and resource conservation issues, green building codes and green power generation, recycling, composting, source reduction, and solid waste landfill reduction issues, which ties right into the City Council's initiative for zero waste, electric and water conservation issues, planting of native vegetation, invasive species removal, non-point pollution watershed protection, and mass transit, affordable housing, and alternative transportation. So essentially all the items that I've heard from each of you in various conversations, I think this list includes all of them.
I think so.
So it's there's a lot there, and obviously it's not all going to happen.
Well, except overnight. I guess I would, well, actually there probably would be one important that really needs to be added, and that is the climate emergency. I don't see it explicitly listed.
Well, it's kind of covered in these things. So, you know, a lot of that is the native plant planting and the getting the diversity in, because as the climate changes, the environment around us needs to change with it.
Yeah, a lot of these could be subtopics under climate change.
Yeah, they really are. Because it's, you know, and the shifting of the how we're doing power and how we're doing waste, all those things.
Building codes would probably be the one that I see, and maybe the green power. Those green actually,
yeah,
those would
yeah,
be
those were the main
those would be the
ones
main,
that I saw. And
yeah,
like you said, planting.
And the plant, because the diversity, what I learned when I was in the Sustainability Committee in Mount Shasta was the, and you know, the bird count thing that just came out. But when I was in Mount Shasta, the forestry people told me that in the last 100 years, the diversity has gone down 80% in the Mount Shasta area.
Mm-hmm.
And that's open space. So if it's gone down 80% that there, it's gone down more here.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go out walking in the different public areas here, you will see a diversity of maybe 20 species of plants,
sure,
if we're lucky. And it used to be at least 100. So it's by getting the strength of the environment, as we know, is based on its diversity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so to be getting, and there, something that I'll put on the table that you might want to look up is on YouTube, there's a group called, it's called The Incredible Edible, that was started in England at the beginning of this century, I think. And they, a group of people went in this town and converted everything that was growing into medicinal or edible, everywhere, in front of the police station, the fire department, everywhere, and the town is completely sustainable now. And it's become a tour attraction.
I can see that quite a few of these things that we're passionate about, we're going to want to look at the 2007 plan, and I imagine
what's
significant
mm-hmm.
recommendations or changes to, like you said, emphasizing the climate crisis.
The climate crisis. But because weren't they doing the bike, the walking path was one of the main focuses.
And that's been adopted. That work was completed and it was adopted. So yes, that was their, I believe,
I wasn't here, so I can't say for certain, but from the research that I've done, it appears that that was their main initiative, and it was completed.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
So Councilor Hinton is nodding her head yes, yeah. in agreement.
Yeah, I have an important question. There was a mention of something about lobbying the city council. There was something about that members here should not lobby the city or the city council members. And I wanted to know what that was all about. I didn't understand that point.
Should not lobby?
Yes.
Do
you know where it is?
It had to do with being a public official and lobbying. It wasn't specific to our committee. If I remember right.
Yeah,
I
get that.
Oh, it probably would be on, I imagine it's going to be on page 13 as gifts.
I thought it was in this.
Oh, wait, no, there's a note on page 13, it's lobbying.
Is it page 13?
No lobbying, no lobbying before other elected bodies. Oh, that's outside of the city.
Mm-hmm. What this is saying is, as a member of this committee, so you cannot represent yourself as a member of this committee. Members shall only represent the opinion or position of the committee.
Okay, that's understood.
If specifically authorized by the full membership at...
Sure, that makes a lot of
an
sense.
An officially noticed meeting. Unless, and then it goes on to say, unless specifically directed by the city council to city's official position on something.
I get it.
So you can go and speak as an individual.
As an individual,
okay,
yes.
Yeah, no,
but
I get it.
Not as a representative of the sustainability committee.
Sure, now I get it, yeah.
So
for
that
the city.
Probably applies also if we want to post on Facebook or share that there's a meeting coming up. We do it as ourselves, not as the sustainability committee would like to invite you to, blah, blah, blah. I think it's the same type of work. Because that's representing the committee.
So you're allowed
unless
to
you guys said so. Mm-hmm. Unless you guys said that was okay.
Yeah. So you could probably say, like, I'm on the Sustainability Committee, and there's a meeting coming up.
And it's open to the public.
Yeah.
We invite you to come.
But you
public
could say, like, we think that everyone should do this, you know. Like,
Okay.
Simply provide information.
Especially if it's something that's already out there.
Yeah.
Like,
we're not writing an article about it. We're just sharing.
Right. Okay.
Simply stating the date and the time of the meetings.
Recently, at a city council meeting where Mr. Chandler had some concerns about a city staff or appointees making comments on Facebook that were representing the city, and he's like, okay, so who's our official authorized Facebook person? We've got to figure this out. So it was part of putting together a communication plan, but still it was a really good point because you just get out there and just automatically reply to somebody, and then it's like, oh, wait.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I have the...
So
just be careful.
Yes. To be careful.
Just be you.
And yes, exactly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so if you think at all there's going to be any overlap, I would avoid mentioning a sustainability committee and that you're a member. And if you avoid mentioning it completely, then no harm, no foul.
Thank you.
So, and that's it. Those are the items listed in Chapter 2.66. I would say that perhaps for the next meeting that I will email you the plan, and that will be the main topic of agenda is to review the plan.
Yeah.
And then come up with your number one priority, what you want to deal with first, and secondly, how you want to address City Council's request for you to look at zero waste.
That's fun.
And
eagerly, that's how we'll address it.
And possibly, just considering if we were to recommend coming up with a new plan that isn't 12 years old. So not just taking on a priority, okay, but also recommending.
Okay.
Make of course, that process would take a little while.
It would take a while, but at the very least, we could look through it and on our own.
One of the things Ann brought up when, I think we were talking, was the ivy issue in the trees, which adversely affects the whole environment and is stressing the trees out, which is part of the climate solution. So, you know, there are these kinds of things, and that's one of those things that's been out there being talked about by Parks and Rec and all these people and talking about how to get teams together. So that's one of those.
We do have a sign-up sheet that Parks and Rec drop off at my business for people to sign up. And so there's a this coming on the 26th, there's a kind of a work party to
do ivy.
It's not ivy, sorry.
It's the trail.
Yeah, it's the trail. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we kind of talked about ivy and stuff like that at one of the LC Green Drakes meetings and how to encourage the public to just do it while they're out and about, you know, like having a big, metal can or something at the end of the trails, you know, hey, just throw some in there if you want.
Yeah, well, nice. Good. Yeah, and that's part of, and I did talk to Jeannie about it at the Parks and Rec, and that in Portland they have groups that go and they clear 5 feet around each tree, but my understanding is what they're not doing is planting something in that space that will compete with the ivy, which to me is going to make so that it's not a perpetual cycle. You can actually end the cycle by getting some natives in there that are as tough as ivy. That's one of those things. My background says, no, let's fix it. Don't just keep repeating. You know that what is that old saying about it? Keeping repeating. So and there are some ways to do that. But I'm glad to hear that they're doing that. And I've done that quite a bit where I've gone out and just cleaned trees off and have people, and it's pretty easy actually. So
it is actually easier than it looks.
Trim it and then you pull it in. But if we're going to replant, that's when the city needs to step in.
So last item, we need to set a regular meeting schedule.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It sounded like from the doodle poll and the emails trying to get this meeting set that Wednesdays were the best days.
Except Sarah. Tuesday is best for Sarah.
Yeah. For me, Tuesday probably would be the best.
Okay.
And really any time or whatever. But Wednesdays, if it's this time of day, it would work okay. But because even on Wednesdays, we get deliveries and stuff sometimes before we open.
Oh, okay.
We're open, you know, my whole life I was in office jobs and had a normal schedule. Nowadays it's 3 to 11, you know.
Wednesday is your Monday. So
yeah,
you're
getting
everything going.
Yeah. So Wednesdays, I could do it sometimes, but during the summer I wouldn't be able to break away probably.
Okay. So Wednesdays are good.
I can meet any time you guys want to, so don't worry about me.
And Tuesdays are fine with me. The cultural center is also closed on Tuesdays. So when I'm doing a lot of volunteering, that means I would go whoopsie daisies and double book myself. So Tuesdays are fine all year round because of the center.
And Tuesday, I think, works for me most of the time. Okay. Any
other meetings? And what about you?
We're fine with Tuesday. We're here all day.
We're here all day. It doesn't matter. It's just another day.
Any specific time? Early, late, later in the day? Didn't one of you have a yoga class on Tuesdays?
Yeah, I do workouts on the clock almost every day. So this was perfect for after 2:30 or 11:30 Yeah, the in between 1 and 2:30, I'm usually stretching or something.
So 2:30 or maybe 3 to give you time after that.
Well, it's 2:15 is when it's out. So 2:30, 3 o'clock, either of those. So it's up to you guys if you'd rather do afternoons or morning, because either one of those is fine. But I am very selfish about exercise.
My brain usually functions better in the morning,
but
that doesn't mean we have to do it in the morning. So
11:30 would be not too early.
Yeah, do you have
my
preference?
Like I said, I'm not early
for anymore. Yeah, that was funny. Yeah.
But 11:30 is good.
That's
fine. Do you want to check the day?
Okay.
To see? We'll check the day.
Yeah, we check the day. Yeah.
And see if he has a turn. Yeah. And are we going to do this every other week to start out with? Or were we thinking, I would like to see us meet.
It's still monthly, though, right? So once a month.
For our official meeting.
It's set right now for once a month.
Oh, that's right. But the study sessions we could set for in between the meetings if we...
As we have enough notice.
Well, that's what I mean.
Notice thing is.
And
right.
What about study session stuff? Is the city required to be in that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so we basically have to work with your availability.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So isn't it best to just set those up? I think, and this is just my, I would think up front, we need to set up some study sessions because we have a lot of ground to cover to get some momentum going. So
I think that we need Dave for that, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
So, actually, I just had a course teacher.
Oh,
yeah, for comparing.
Right.
So what if we tended to... So let's just suggest Tuesdays at 11:30, and I will check with him on his availability of Tuesdays at 11:30. And it sounds like that day is, Tuesdays at 11:30 is good for all of you.
Yeah.
So depending upon if that works with him, then I can just set that as the regular date. And the next one will be whichever Tuesday at 11:30. And then at that one, then we can, with Dave, then you can set the schedule for how often you want to meet, because his schedule will drive that.
I'm sure that's true.
Okay. I will say that this month, the next two Tuesdays, I'm babysitting my grandson. So I am not usually... Well, he had indicated that he was out of... He sent me an email that said he's out of town in the middle of the week for every week in October.
Oh.
Until, I believe, it's the very last week in October.
Yeah,
so
I was kind of looking at maybe the 29th as a possibility.
Yeah, I don't think
like just 3 weeks from now.
Mm.
And my guess is, I don't know if I can...
Unless we meet on a Sunday.
It won't work for the city.
Won't work for the city, yeah.
So let's say Tuesday, October 29th at 11:30 for the next one. I'm fairly certain, based upon Dave's schedule, based upon his email, not his schedule, that he's at least in town now.
Study session.
That'll be a regular meeting.
A regular.
Mm-hmm. And then from that point on, we'll set up a study session.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We have to.
Oh, okay.
And this is when we're going over what the schedule is.
Tuesday,
make our list. That sounds good.
So yeah. Tuesday at 11:30, October 29th will be the next meeting.
So we're going to try to figure out what our priorities are, talk about zero waste, look at the plan, and kind of plan with you, and then maybe schedule some study sessions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I have a question.
Yes.
Half a year ago or so, a friend of mine and I set up on Facebook a group called Say No to Plastic. So this is just a public group. Everybody's sharing a lot of stuff. So what is my question about that exactly? So if I'm, I guess I don't really, I just know that if I'm posting things out there, I can post about the Sustainability Committee or even what we're, I guess it'll be once we're actually working on things, we'll need to know more about what we can talk about in the public and not. So I, that's, I will bench or table that question until we have
okay.
more. Yeah. It kind of came floating up and I thought, what is the question?
Kind of like that. So the LC Green Drinks meetings that happen once a month, we spend about 2 minutes. We end up talking about a lot of this kind of stuff. So you guys, so like basically, we could all be there as long as we're not talking about stuff that's, you know, directly on our agendas or whatever, but we could all talk about those kinds of issues there, just not as far as like in the city kind of a,
that's where I said it.
Yeah, like I mean, if we were all just there among a bunch of other people, as long as we're not talking about things that are in our plans or on our agendas, it's fine.
And you don't identify yourself as a member of the Lincoln City Sustainability Committee.
Okay.
All the agendas are public record as well.
Yeah.
I think it's more about not representing the Sustainability Committee and the point of view as an individual,
right.
yet talking for the group and the committee and the city as a whole,
okay.
when it's really just your personal opinion.
Okay.
And I'm sure there's probably some information that, I don't know if in this committee, but some committees like Planning Commission, I mean, there are times where they can't talk about important agenda items because there may be some, at least in the short term, a privacy issue or...
But we could talk about like zero waste stuff in general.
Oh, no,
or
absolutely.
As long as it's not.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
Yeah, it's mostly a matter of, as Weston said, how you're representing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you say, I'm a member of the Sustainability Committee for the City of Lincoln City, and
we think.
Yeah.
And even if you
so
say,
just,
I think, if you say, I'm a member and I think,
okay.
it's because you've linked those two things
yeah.
together.
Right.
So just leave the
yeah.
part that I'm
so
a member
of. Leave
okay.
I'm a member of.
Exactly.
Okay.
Leave
okay.
off the part
okay.
that you're a member of the Sustainability Committee.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because we have some climate issue meetings coming up, and you know, there's a variety of places
things.
Where we can
okay.
all happen to be there and
right.
yeah.
yeah.
Because we care about these
mm-hmm.
things.
So.
Okay. We're doing a Starfighter Foundation like fundraiser thing, and they're going to show, I think it's called The Bag or something like that. It's
mm-hmm.
being,
oh, like
a film.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've been talking with Dave from the Starfighter about like setting all that. So I'm really excited about that. That's not until November 13th or 12th or something like that.
And on the note of The Bag, my understanding is that the Lincoln City is going to be off single-use plastic. 1st of January or the end of January was what the state dictated. That's
it's
what
the
state
is.
The
state.
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 Yeah.
State.
No,
state.
No, that's, but this, my understanding of the case was they said the state told Lincoln City that they have to be done by.
Well, the
so
state, and
I'm
not familiar with the state House bill.
Mm-hmm.
What the exact
well,
deadline
it passed
is.
A long time ago, but they're
right.
They're
they
rolling it out city to city.
Newport is.
Yes, they are.
I think
I'm
you're thinking of Newport. Because
okay. they're doing it to the businesses. They're not telling like the city council that they.
No. I'm saying to the businesses.
Right.
Yes. That's what
yes.
I'm saying.
Okay. When you said they're telling the cities, I thought you meant they were like calling up Ron Chandler saying.
well, I guess maybe that was my question. Is are they saying to the city all the stores in your town have to. Enforce this by this particular time.
And I'm not familiar
because that's what McKay's
with
said that they've been told.
Deadlines.
January 1st of the
house.
January
1st.
Is it? Thank you.
But
it's the 1st. So,
yeah.
So in, yeah.
They're not asking
thank
the city to enforce that, though, is my understanding. That they're not. But I don't know.
Just, yeah. So to
but it is that day. So and I think the stores are, for the most
yeah.
part,
anyway, any
yeah.
more
yeah.
Topics
yeah.
pertaining to sustainability?
Yeah, that's why I brought that up because
okay.
I wanted to know what the date was.
Then we are adjourned. 12:35.
Exactly. It was.
Yeah.
Exactly.